Okay. Zé Renishman sabe more Yakum so Pilkas, Zé Renishman, Daniel Shainov, as Yeshua Falak. Okay. Today, Be'ezus Hashem Yisborach, we're going to start the series in Yonei Hilchas Tfilo. Baruch Hashem, we've been doing, how many years has it been now? We're doing Hilchas Shabbos. And it was over a long time, like 300 weeks. Something like that. Like that, 300 weeks. Okay. So, as a shem, we're going to start this evening in the name of Hilchas Tefillah. Okay, so let's begin with the pasuk in Parshas Akev. The Torah tells us, "Hayom shavu So the fray. Page 6, now going over to page 7. Oh, page 7. That Lavdo, Lavdo's Tfilo. Maybe it means Korbanos. See right here in the Perishivir the Revav. Tamalov believe. But Tamalov. So the only avoda believe is tefillah. So Lavdo is tefillah. It's not referring to Karbonis, it's tefillah. So avoda believe is tefillah. And the Gemara in Tainus on Beis of Aleph says, "Menolam the Tefillah Tanya Lava, so Hashem Lokechem Lavda B'chol Vavchem Avoda She Believe Havi Omer Zot Tefillah." Over those levels of Tefillah, Chesiv Basrei Masati B'Taratzchem Bito Yerot Ulokosh. So there's Avoda B'Shalev is Tefillah. That's what the Sefer says. It comes the Rambam on page 9. And says, "Mitzvahs essay l'spalo b'chol yom." Davening is a mitzvah essay. Just like tefillin is a mitzvah, tzukkah is a mitzvah, lulav is a mitzvah, davening is a mitzvah. Now, shenemar v'ahavat mateh shashem lo keichem. Pikviyah shmuel amdu shavodah zohu tefillah. Shenemar lovdo b'chol vavchem. Amru chachamim izohu avodah shabalev zohu tefillah. So it's a mitzvah essay to daven every day. He says, "Ve'ein minyan ha'tfilos min ha'Torah." The amount of tfilos that we have to do is not min ha'Torah. "Ve'ein mishnah ha'tfilos hazos min ha'Torah," and the the nusach or whatever is not min ha'Torah. "Ve'ein tfilos man kavua min ha'Torah." So basically, the mitzvah of davening is every day, and there's no set time midaraisa. Midrabbanan, we have to do three tefillahs a day, and we have to do a certain time, etc. But min haTorah, you have to daven sometime during the day, like Rav Shechter said over from the Stipler. Whenever the Torah has a mitzvah, it doesn't say how often to do it. We assume it's once a day, every day. So that's why tefillah, it's once a day, every day. The fact that we daven three times a day. The fact that's only midrabanan, but once a day, every day, is the mitzvah of tefillah. So we just said over the Rambam Shita, and the Rambam Shita is that there's a mitzvah to daven every day. Once a day, the daven to Hashem. Mitzvah's essay. However, the Rambam disagrees. Let's look at the Sefer Mitzvahs on page 10. Says the Rambam, Sefer Mitzvahs, page 10, Mitzvah Hay. He says, Tivanu l'ovdo. For on nichpol zeh hatzivoy pa'omim pa'omro vavatim m'soshem al-kechem. Pa'omro sosavodim. Pavel Bishra zeh hatzivoy here gam kem m'hatzivoy m'kolim k'mo shibiyarno. Yeish bo yichar achashu tzivoy l'tfila. So tzivoy l'tfila. Loshon ha-sifri, so tfila. Pavel kem l'ovdo, etc. So there's a mitzvah of tfila. So comes the Ramban, and he says it's not, he doesn't think it's true. He doesn't think, so according to Ramban, it's one of the tying mitzvahs. It's the daven. Once a day, every day. Mitzvah d'oraisa. So comes the Ramban and says no. Says the Ramban on page 10 on the right side, because of Harav Mitzvah Chamishis, in Stavinu Bavodoso, Shalim Avatam Soshem Okechem, Omer Lovdom Cholvavchem, Omer Chazal, Avon Pisha Mitzvah Zum, and a Mitzvah Zakolos, Kloma Shainam Nimnos Kimoshim Yar Biker V, Yishma Gamke Prat, who Mitzvah Betfila. It's a Mitzvah, Tfila. So the Ramban says, no, it's not true. So he brings a raya. The first word in line is harav. You see where it says harav? He says, ve'eina nechona b'zeh. He says, the Rambam's not right. Ein nechona b'zeh. Shekvar b'yaru chachamim v'gemara tefila d'rabonim. Tefila's d'rabonim. K'mo she'omim peregimel d'brachas. Linya balkeri. A person had an omission. So Gemara says he's kori b'kriyashma, umavarach al amazon. He says kriyashma. He says berachas amazon lacharov ve'enu mispalo. But he doesn't daven. And why not? Helush hatam b'zeh. The Gemara says kriyashma berachas amazon daraisa tefila derabanan. Since tefila is derabanan, so they lifted the chiyuv tefila in a case where somebody is. They lifted for page 10.
Thank you.
Tefila.
Prayers.
Yeah. So.
Be careful when you say tefila, because you could be talking about tefila's kela. Sounds very good.
Right. Tefila. Right. You have to. Okay. So the Ramban Shita is that the chiv of davening is only midrabanan. He says, it's not the Raisa. Page 10. So he says, no. He says an unbelievable thing. He says, on the bottom, on page 10, on the right side, the right arrow. It's only an asmachta. It's only a din derabanan. So even, sometimes we have a din derabanan that we have a smach from a pasuk, but it's still only derabanan. Still only derabanan.
Sorry, what's the nafkamina? You were saying.
So
if it's the Rabbanan, then the Chachamim can cancel it in what case?
No, so if it's the Rabbanan, so then it's only the Rabbanan. We'll see what the Nafkamina would be. But we didn't say a Nafkamina yet. So he says, and take a look now at the first wide line. It says Rak Shloshim Yom Elavadai, where it says Elavadai, page 10, in the Ramban. The first wide line in the Ramban that begins Rak Kol Shloshim Yom. You see that line towards the bottom of the Ramban on the right side? Right? Elavada, he says, kol inyan atfila ina choy v'klau, aval hu mimidas chesed habor yisbarach aleinu, sheshomeya v'ona b'chol kareinu elof. He says, it's not a mitzvah. It's a chesed. Feel it's a chesed. And Hashem says, if you'll daven to me, I'll answer you. But that's not a chiv mitzvah. It's not like putting on tefillin, shaking lulav. V'yikar kosom la'ovdo b'chol v'alka mitzvah says, it should take kol of adutzeinu, v'kel yisprach b'chol of aveiru. Klomar, v'kavona r'tzu yishleim l'shmol. So what does the pasuk mean then? It says, the ikar of the pasuk means that whenever we do mitzvahs, whenever we do things, we should do it with a full heart, with sincerity, a full heart. It means when you do a shake lulav, shake it with a full heart. The kavanah ritzu shleima. Ve'ein hirara. Lo shenaseh mitzvahs b'liv. When you do mitzvahs, that's the famous Sefer Haredim, that the Indian of kavanah b'mitzvahs is a din d'oraisa. B'chol avavchem. But nothing to do with davening. That's the drush of the Sifrei. And the Rambam says that that's how we paskin. But the Ramban says, no. There's no mitzvah to daven. If you want to daven, Hashem says, okay, if you daven, I'll answer you. But that doesn't mean there's a chiv to daven. But what is the pasuk really refer? Lov do b'chol avavchem means when you do a mitzvah, when you shake lulav, you should do it with kavana. When you eat the matzah, you should do it with kavana. But davening? Nothing, no such thing. It's really go on mitzvahs. Gina have the Shemel Kecha. Chol Vavcha v'chol Navcha v'chol Navcha. Mitzvah he levels Hashem. Mishnasakim avosim nafshem v'meinu. And he says, and what's pshat in the pasuk, the drush of the Sifrei, lo'avdo zo tefila, zo tefila. He says, asmachta hi. One possibility is that it's just an asmachta. So it's only a derabbanan. That's one possibility, that it's asmachta. Oloma shemichlal havodah shenilmo toroso. Veshenispalel of be'es hatzoros. So this is the famous part of the Ramban. The things I said to you before from the Ramban is not well known. He's saying it's a chesed, it's kavana. The things that are well known from the Ramban is this part. Shemichlal avoda shenilma tarosha shenispalo elov be'es hatzaros. So he says, if you want to say the possibility that it's a daraisa, it's only a daraisa be'es tzara. Be'es tzara, then it's a daraisa to daven. But if it's not an es tzara, then it's not an es tzara. Then there's no mitzvah. He says, "Be'es tzara, v'tiyena einenu libenu elav keine avodim liyad adonai." And zeh in yeshakosim. That's the pasuk here. It's Baloska. Take a look in Baloska here on page 4. Chesavol milchama ba'artzechem al atzara tzoreschem ayrosim chatzosos. Right, when you have a milchama, so you blow the chatzosos. It's katam v'nei Hashem. So he says, so that's what it's all about. If you, in other words, tefila is the rabbanan. If you want to say there's a katam of tefila, daraisa, it's only be'ez tzara. Shpala be'ez hatzaras. Tiena inenu v'nibenu elov k'inei avodim ol yad adneim. Second, Shakosum Chisavom Mukhoma Marsachem, Alatzor, Tzoreschem, Irosem, Hatzosus, with Kartam of Neashem Lokechem. Be Mitzvah, Alzor, Shatovo, Alzibur, Lizok, the fun of Betfilo, Vitrua. That he says that's the idea, that you blow the Hatzosos, you daven. So then it's a derisive. Ukinish and Beer Shlomo, all over Shokosum, Bayatzer, Shemaim, Loyamatar, Uksiv. Rav Kia, page 11. Rav Kia, Dever Kia, Shidofa, Dirokan, Arbek, Seal, Yetzalo, Oiva Ba'arts, etc. So that's well known from the Ramban. That Be'ez Tzara. And he says the last three lines in the Ramban. Says v'im ulay yem midrashim b'tfilo ikum anator nimnoso b'midyano shal harav nomar sheim b'tzalei satzaros shenamin shehu yisbarach v'yisalon shomei tfilo v'u amatzal menatzaros. If you have a tzara, so then you daven, which is interesting because it makes it sound like, you know, when we have a tzara, then we
the optics don't look good.
The optics.
But it seems consistent with the Gemara in Brachos, like Tfilas Abos, techno, right?
Yeah,
like, it's not. We didn't always daven. You know, at the time of the Abos, we adopted this daily, you know, ritualistic stuff. But on top of the obligations of daven, when we have a real tzar or a real need.
Yeah, it's funny. There's a famous piece where Yoshe Ber Salvechik would say that. That the Rambam also agrees based Sara, but he views the everything, you know, the daily life experience is considered a Sara. You know, things in life, regular living, you know. So he really, you know, but it takes it away from the whole, like, you know, you're my friend, or I only call you when I need you type of thing. You know, in other words, it makes it the relationship to be very, you know, not to what we would think a relationship should be. If I need you, then I'll call you. But not, you know, and so there's a piece in the Rabbeinu Peretz.
I don't know, love that, I would say. Just because there's not a chiyuv, that doesn't mean you can't express your appreciation at other times as well.
But it's not a chiyuv, you said.
It's not a chiyuv. It doesn't mean that your whole relationship to God should be, oh, I need this. Can you please give me this? But it's just, you don't have an obligation of saying the Shemona Esrei or whatever three times a day.
Well, three times a day is not a derisive. Three times is not a derisive. It's the daven sometime during the day. That's the derisive, Rabbi says. So a man says that's not even that is the derisive. If there's a war, so then you have a chiyuv to daven.
Maybe that's a chiyuv on the tzibur as opposed to tefillah daily is the yachid, meaning the war is more the tzibur comes together.
And if Chas V'Shalom someone needs something from Hashem, he's b'tzara.
So there's personal threat, you know, for your personal whatever. But if there's a tzara that affects the tzibur, like a milchama, there's a
mitzvah. Look in the Ramban. Look in the Rabbeinu Peretz at the bottom of page 13. This is the smach. So the bottom of the smach is the Rabbeinu Peretz. It says, "Omer Rav Rabbeinu Peretz, miu." So he says the smach he counts as a mitzvah. Spalo bekavanim b'chol yom, and that's on the top here. The spalo bekavanim b'chol yom. He lo'olam akol lufi ha'es. He says it all depends. Ha'es tzarash. If there's an ha'es tzara, you should have a shalot tova, or Hashem should take us out of the tzara. Abes man shabeis hamikdash kayam. But even when beis hamikdash was kayam. And we were on our land, Shurim al Musam, Shkatim. Yeah, no, the Rambam says the Lashon HaTfilah is the Rabbanan. But the Ramban says that even that, in other words, the Ramban is arguing with the Rambam. The Rambam Beferish says that everything else is only the Rabbanan, the Lashon HaTfilah, this. So the Ramban is saying is more than that, he's arguing with him. He's saying that even the whole thing is only the Rabban. Even to use any lashon, you know, is not a chiyuv.
Nobody had that particular lashon before it was sake. The matbea was sake, but they aren't taking essence like a dollar, right?
Yeah. And he says even bezman shabeis hamikdash kayam, when there was not shehayu Yisrael shruyim al mashem shketim hayu mispalim al karbanas tzibur shis kabel baratzim. So he says that there's always something. If there's a tzara, you daven for the tzara. If there's no tzara, then you daven that the tzar shouldn't come. Or he's saying there was a base of mikdash, you daven that the karbanas should be mekubal. So there's davening about the karbanas. There's a davening. But that's what... Yeah.
Rabbi, tefillah by definition means to ask for something personal?
Not necessarily personal, to ask for something. I mean, this idea...
That I want this, but not necessarily, but being giving shvach v'idah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not a kiyum of tefillah.
Oh, so we'll see the next year what do you need to say in the nusach HaTefillah? If you hold like the Rambam, that you have to, that there's a chiv to daven, so what is it? Only the bakoshas or even the shevach? What's the, according to Rambam? Right, so that's he says tshuva, that a person shouldn't think that things are just coming around by happenstance. So you have to, but then he says in Hilchas Tefila that even if it's Istam, b'chol yoyim, there's a mitzvah to daven. There's a mitzvah to daven. And the Ramban says there's no mitzvah. It's a chesed that Hashem asks you. If you want to say it's a mitzvah, maybe a tzara. Oh. So comes the Mishnah. So comes, it says the Mishnah in Brachas on page 15. Noshim v'avadim k'tanim p'tur mikriyishma. Women are potter from kriyishma. It's mitzvah says shasman grama. So women don't have to say Krishma. Avadim is like women, and ketanim don't have a potter and everything. Women at tefillah, v'chayovim at tefillah. V'bezuzah, v'birkas hamazon. So women are chayiv in tefillah. So the shayla is why? Why are women chayiv in tefillah?
That's not the issue. Because he holds it's there's the chiv to tefillah, and it's those mafets.
Yeah. Oh. So what the Rav is saying is if you look in the Rambam says, let's see the Rambam here. There's the Rambam on page 9. Halacha Beis. If you have a dosh of Avadim, Chayav Mitzvil, if you should mitzvah, says Shalom as my grum. It's not as my grum. But Kriyashma, they potter. Because Kriyashma is my grum. You have to say Kriyashma a certain time. Tfila, midaraisa, is any time in the day. But the Krishma is the mitzvah says as my grandma. That's what the Rambam says. But if you look in the Gemara, so let's see what the Gemara says. Gemara says like this on page 16. Right in the Gemara. Chayavim b'tfila. Says the Gemara, derachminim. Because tefillah's rachman. We need rachman from Hashem. So women also need rachman.
The word means rachman.
Means we need that Hashem should have mercy on us, and we get that mercy by asking.
That's
the nice thing. Yeah. So madutay what's the chiddush? Madutay mehol ksibe erev avoker v'tzarayim commits to says shas among gramadomi kamash malon na. So rachmi trumps mitzvah sesesh as my grandma. Because, but we'll see, the portion point out, we'll see soon, that it could be that the Rambam didn't have that girsa. Because what do you need to say Rachmi for? You just say it's not a mitzvah say shasman grom. So some beforeshim we'll see soon say that the Rambam didn't have that girsa the Rachmi. You don't even need to come on that feels Rachmi. It's just it's not a mitzvah say shasman grom, even if it wouldn't be Rachmi. So the Mimela, the Chayiv in every mitzvah, if it was a mitzvah, says Shazman Groma. If you hold tefillahs any time during the day, Midaraisa, so that's it. Oh. So let's see. How the Prima Godim says. Yeah, first take a look at the Prima Godim on page 20. The Prima Godim, Haramah Perak Aleph Mitfila Halacha Aleph Halacha Bezim. The Lo Garus Bigmar Derachmi, page 20. He says that the Rambam doesn't have the gears in the Gemara Derachmi. He just says it's not a mitzvah seseh shasan grama, because if it's Rachmi, even if it would have been a mitzvah seseh shasan grama, then Noshim would be Chayav. So the Prima Godim Tain is the Rambam wasn't Goris, the Rachminin. Mele, without the Rachminin, Blib just the Mitzvah Sese, Shelo Hazman Gromer. So he says like this, Lufize Yatza Kula Benoshim, Dai Lahem Bapam Achas Me'es Leis. He said that a woman, like the Rambam, has to daven one time every 24-hour interval. But according to the Rambam, the concept that they have to, that you daven three tefillahs a day, according to the Rambam, he says that's a mitzvah seseh shasman grama. That's only midrabanan. And since the Rambam doesn't have rachamin inu, so then that blibes a mitzvah, so the mitzvah deraisa dechayim. Because the mitzvah deraisa is not a mitzvah seseh shasman grama. Midrabanan, this is the end of tefillah all three times a day. He says as that is man grama. So that they're potter from. Because he doesn't have the gears of the rachminu. But if you have the gears of the rachminu, then that would say that even if it's a man grama, you still have to do it because rachminu.
And we get that when they're potter.
In other words, women are. No, it's like this. There's two mitzvahs of tefillah, according to the Rambam. There's one mitzvah midah to raise to daven once a day, anytime during the day. Then there's another mitzvah that the takanas chachamim that you have to daven shacharis mincha maariv. So that's a din derabbanan, but that's a zman grama. Under Rabban is also, yeah.
And with the first one, the Zman Grama, it's something you have to do every day?
Every day is not Zman Grama. Because you have to do it every day. And there's no limit within the day. If there would be a limit, like Kriya Shema, you have to do every day. But Kriya Shema, you only do a certain part of the day. And then, so that's Women Apotef, which is a business exchange of Zman Grama. But the Prima Godim was saying a chiddush in the Rambam that if he's medayik that the Rambam didn't have the gears of the Rachmin, because or else the Rambam would have said that even if it wasn't mitzvah cessation as a man grama, they would still be chayiv. But he says no, they're only chayiv because it's not a mitzvah cessation as a man grama. But that only applies to the din d'oraisa. But the din d'rabbanan is you have to daven three times a day for the men. So the women chayiv in that. So the Prima Godim says, like the Rambam, they'd be potter, because that's a mitzvah that says that's my grammar. So then he says, so he says this idea, the Shitas Rambam is a kulam, that they only have to daven once a day.
According to the Rambam, in a Torah, if he davens once, he has the mitzvah. But if he decides to daven a second time, is he mekayim another mitzvah deraisa, or it's only once? Just like lulav, I shake once again.
In other words,
Is it like Lulav, or each time I do it, I'm having Mesiras?
That's the Shiloh, like the Tziv rice. You have to eat a Kazayis and Matzah to say that. And what if you eat two Kazayisim? You eat five Kazayisim?
Right. So, or maybe even over there.
So the Tziv has a Yisod, the Shiurim and the Torah are only minimum. If you do more, then the digressing is. In other words, you only have to pick up the Lulav for 1 second. But you pick it up for longer, then you get a mitzvah.
So this is not a typical mitzvah derabbanan then, because if I follow the rabbanan, I get a kiyum derais.
Perhaps. Oh, so that's what the so let's see then the prima gadim has it in rais it again. But that's how he teaches the Rambam. That there's a mitzvah d'oraisa once a day, but that's only because the Rambam doesn't say that it's rachamim in it. Then he says another word on page 17. Prima Gadim says, Nocha, Nocha, Zok. The packets don't have page 17?
No.
I don't know. Okay, you have.
I want my money back.
My packet. I have the original.
Yeah. The
original has page 17. So set out on the phone?
Yeah.
And.
The emailed copy has page 17.
Oh, the emailed packet has page 17. Okay. Yeah, so I mean, but that's what the Prima Gadim says. As I stated, Prima Gadim. Oh, you got it? Page 17, you have it? So look at the second arrow on the left. It says, V'nafkimina tu va'od. So one nafkimina, if you have the gears of rachamim or not, is whether they're going to be chayiv on the on three tefillahs a day. Because if you have a din of rachamim, so even though three tefillahs a day is a mitzvah that says shazman grabba, but rachamim says afal pikein, you still have to do it. Because that trumps the mitzvah that says shazman grabba. But if you don't have rachamim, then you only lift with the chiv d'oraisa, the chiv d'rabbanan, the nachayiv, because it's a mitzvah that says shazman grabba. So that's another thing. Nafkamina tuva od b'mishaya onus. Say a person was honest and he didn't get the daven. Lois paul kol me'es le'es. But the whole 24 hours, the whole day, he didn't have a chance to daven. And now it's mamish samach l'shkiyas achama. It's samach l'shkiyas achama. So what should he do first? So he has 10 minutes left. He has 10 minutes left. He can either, he has a mitzvah drabbanan that he can do. Say there's a mitzvah drabbanan that'll take 10 minutes to do, or should he daven in these 10 minutes? So, im tefillah din Torah. So, if the tefillah is, in other words, a d'oraisa, so then he should, in these 10 minutes, he should daven Shmon Esrei and not do the mitzvah drabbanan. In Torah, mitzvah din Torah kodem is Rabbanon. It's but tefillah is the Rabbanon, but if you say that tefillah is the Rabbanon, eizeh sheyirtzeh. So then you have a choice. If tefillah is the Rabbanon, then you can just do like I'll eat a daven or I'll do this other mitzvah mid Rabbanon. But if tefillah is the raisa, then in those 10 minutes you mechuyif to daven. But not to
why,
do.
Why can't you just say Ana Hashem Hoshiya and not then the other mitzvah? Right?
Oh, so that's what we're going to have next week. We're going to discuss what. How do you say the mitzvah the rice? What do you have to do? Is Ana Hashem Hoshiya not good enough?
Yeah.
Maybe that is. So we'll see. That's a whole discussion. What's the component of the rice? Yeah. And then he says, I know this is Megillah, got me Mikra Megillah, Shah Mitzvahs. Yes, and then he says, yeah. Have a yedeya in lowest pal comes Niska Bena Shmashus. So he didn't daven the whole day and he remembers Bena Shmashus. Mandomer tefillah din Torah havis feik the derais on the chumra. Whereas it was Beinu Shmoshes and Safik Yom Safik Laila, so it's already maybe the next day. So he says he can't do the mitzvah anymore. So if you hold davening as deraisa and it's a feik the derais on the chumra, you have to daven even Beinu Shmoshes because maybe it's still daytime. And if davening is derabanan, so then maybe you'd be potter during Beinu Shmoshes. The davening, it's interesting. We'll see. But that's the shaila. So if you didn't daven the whole day, now it's Bein HaShmashos, should you daven? So according to the Rambam, it's a Safik Darais al Chumra. According to Ramban, it's only a Darabonim at most, unless it's an Eitz Tzara.
And the Ramban says it's not even a mitzvah.
Right, so at most he says that maybe a tzara it'll be a mitzvah.
But Rebbe, is that only when it's not meis leis, meaning that he didn't daven within the last 24 hours, and therefore he'd have to daven Bein HaShmashos? But if he did daven before then he's already mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa, and he wouldn't daven Bein HaShmashos.
Right. It was if he already davened before, he'd daven before.
Meaning he davened shachris that day, so he's not in the gather of the 24 hours without davening.
Right, correct. The whole discussion was. The whole discussion is that he didn't daven. If he davened, then he was yotze the d'orais. But it's interesting that the Magen Avraham says that Rova Poiskim are like the Ramban, yeah. Page 19. Just where it says in the middle of the first word on the line in the Magen Avraham, it says Ramban Sovet Tfila Drabonim Lechein Das Rova Poiskim. Lechein Das Rova Poiskim.
And who does the Magen Avraham count amongst the Poiskim?
Whoever he had, Ramban, I don't know, Rush.
He's an early Afra, right? So he's talking about all among the Rishonim, right?
I assume so. Yeah, but it's interesting because like Rav Salvation wanted to make it that. Like Rabbi Karmi said, the Iker is like the Rambam. But he said, but the Magen Avraham says, no, the Iker is the Ramban. The Iker is the Ramban. The whole thing is only the Ramban. And if you look in the Pri Kadosh, he also holds the Iker as the Ramban. Look how he ends on page 22 at the top and the right left. Iker Kemosha Kosov Ramban. The Iker is like the Ramban. It's a Pella because, you think that the Ramban is the Smodoche. The Iker is like the Ramban. But Magen Avraham says the Iker is the Ramban. And the Prechadr says the Iker is the Ramban. And then he says another Zog on page 22 on the bottom right. He says, the arrow on the right, bottom. Page 22, he says, "V'ha dechazin shech mira tuva b'tfila." He said, "We had a lot of chumras in tfila. You have to cover your body for tfila. All the chumras you have." He says, "Lamishum de tfila min atayra." The reason why we machmir in tfila is not because tfila min at elam mishum de medaber lefnei hamelach. It's tzorich achnoi yisera, because davening is only lefnei hamelach. So if it's omer l'fnei melech, you have to have a certain level of respect. You can't do it without your chest being magula. Even though other areas of davening, which not the shmoneh esrei, is not omer l'fnei melech. So then the meikar hadin, it's mutter even if it was uncovered. The top. He says, that's the famous Reb Chaim in the Rambam. He says that there's esteemed to be a steer in the Rambam. How much kavani do you need for Shmon Esrei? So in one place he says you need kavana for the whole Shmon Esrei. The other place, he says, only the first bracha. So which one is it? So Reb Chaim Brisker says, the first bracha, perish hamilos. You just have to understand what the words mean. And the rest, it would be good if you understand what the words mean, but if you didn't, you yotze. And the Rambam says that the whole thing is kavan you need for the whole Shmon Esrei. That's kavan omid l'fnei melech. And you have to realize that that you're being omid l'fnei melech. You have no idea that you're omid l'fnei melech. You're just zugging, but you don't know even if you don't know what you're saying, but you know that you're speaking to everybody shalom. So that you yotze, and that's for the whole Shmon Esrei. You need that kavana. Yeah, he says. He says that, and that the reason that that's why we're machmir b'tefillah, like the Balkari. The Balkari doesn't have to, without that, something else. But he says that's the idea because you're omid l'fnei melech, not because it's the raisa. Had the chazin shachmir b'tefillah lavishim the tefillah min haTorah, and mishim the medaber l'fnei hamelech. But tzarich hachna yisirv. Why the nashim v'avodim chayim b'tefillah? Shem derach meninu. So I chod to mukhi the tefillah d'oraisa asmach the ma'al mukhi. Iker k'moshu chasam Rambam. That's a big kiddush. So we normally think not that way. But he says the iker is k'moshu chasam Rambam that it's the Rambam. Resonating Pasha Pshat, like the Sefer Haredim says, that the Pasha of Lovdom Chol Vavchem is not, Pasha Pshat has nothing to do with davening. Lovdom Chol Vavchem means when you're shaking a lulav or you're eating matzah, you have to do it with kavana. Chol Lev. When you do the Sifrei, who's Machadish, Lovdom Chol Vavchem is an Avodah Shabalev, just Avodah Balev on its own right. So what's Avodah Balev is all it's feel. But the simple pshat in the pasuk is not that. And then the whole tefillah is only a din d'rabbanan. And that's what the Ramban says. And that's what these poskim held. What? So according to the Ramban, so let's make a cheshbon. So according to the Ramban, Tefillah is the whole thing is the Rabbanan, except for it's all right. And but with the Rabbanan, they were Masakin. They Masakin three Tefillahs a day because not but good, but if Rachmi overrides it. The Rambam didn't have, that's what the Pribagadim's whole thing is. The Rambam doesn't have the Girs of Rachamim. So then, so once the Zemisa says, I says, I'm not Rambam, there's nothing to override that. But if you hold that, even though Tefillah is only, you see, the Rambam seems to be more machmir, that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa every day. Ramban says there's no such mitzvah. But on the other hand, the Rambam is, the Chiddush of the Pribagadim is the Rambam as a cool also, that women are under the Rabbanon, they're potter because it's a mitzvah, as I sometimes Shazman Grama. Because Ramban might have the Girsid Rachman in him, so he holds that there's no mitzvah d'oraisa, but Rabbanon they made a mitzvah, and that mitzvah d'Rabbanon could be on women also. So it could be fakir, that the Rambam, who we think is always the bigger machmir in Hilchas Tefillah, which he holds its Tefillah's d'oraisa, and the Rambam holds not, but it could be that there's another way, that according to the but that the Rambam, the Prima Gordon says the Rambam is also Mekel, because for women they won't have to daven anything beyond once a day. And according to the other Shita, they have to daven three tefillos a day. It's the Chayav B'Tefillah, it's the Kev of the Rachman. Shachar says Rachman Mechma. The only Shiloh the post can have, and I made a separate packet on this, is what's the din of Musaf, a woman Chayav in Musaf. Because the Maisa, Musaf is not Rachmi, right? We're not asking for Tzrachim in Musaf. So that's what the Tzlach says, that maybe in a Hanami, women are potter. It's interesting, women, a lot of times they come late to Davin, and they come up to the shulas by Musaf. So one second, so according to some poskim, the potter, so maybe they should have a Shachris if it's still not too late. Because they have Musaf, it could be that they're part of a Musaf.
Shabbos.
Oh, so that's the kasha. What about Shabbos? So that, Rav Shechter said over the Rav Moshe, right? Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Shechter said over Rav Moshe Feinstein that you have bakashas of ruchnis, Ritzevim ruchachenu, kachenim b'sosecha, sechalkenim b'sarasecha, different types of bakashas. But that's a big shayla. We'll have a separate shiur on that. It's a woman chayv in Musaf. Because if you want to say that the whole... according to the Rambam, say they just daven Musaf. We'll have to see. According to the Rambam, what do you have to say to make it to be Yosef the Dereis? That's the question. If you choose Musaf to be your one tefillah of the day, is that a good choice, or is that not such a good choice?
It's not your
ideal. So that's the shame. When a woman comes late to shul, she comes to shul. She comes 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, school. One tefillah. Well, I always have a yisod. You know what my yisod is? If there's 9, there's 10. That's what he said.
Oh,
again, you bring someone in from the gas. You bring someone in from the gas. If there's 9, there's 10. I once gave a whole drasha because we went to Stern College for Shabbos Hagadol, and there were 2 minyanim. One minyan, the Sfardim had a minyan on the 7th floor. And they had a nice Shabbaton, they had a whole thing. And the Ashkenazim had on the ground floor. And we only had 9. So the Shabbat is, are we going to wait, or are we going to go up to the, walk all the way up to the 7th floor? So my Shita always is, if there's 9, there's 10. But they didn't want to wait, so we weren't schlepped up all the way to the 7th floor. And sure enough, 5 minutes later, the center comes.
I'll tell you, in our outdoor minyan, though, we had times when we only had 9
people. So I gave a drasha there. So I said, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that? If there's 9, there's usually 10. And you would have waited 5 minutes. What did Hashem want? He said he wanted the Ashkenazim to daven with the Sfardim, because Sfardim do Birkas Kohanim. And he wanted us to be Mezakas in Birkas Kohanim, Shachris and Musaf on Shabbos. This is Birkas Kohanim. We wouldn't have had Birkas Kohanim. So Hashem wanted to give us Echus Brachas, so that's why he had the 10th guy come only after we already slept up all the 7 flights.
I can give you a similar case during the week. Say it's 12:01 p.m. Right? What can you daven during woman, and now she's got some time to daven. What can you daven at 12:01 p.m.? Just to feel us in the dava.
It's after Chatzos.
It's after Chatzos, but it's before the.
Before it's Ma'an Mincha. Right. So you say anything you would doubt? So that's the question.
You can't say a woman can't, maybe you can, but I don't think you can say a woman can't. Women can daven all day, but they can't daven between 12 and 12:30. That makes it a mitzvah's essay shez man, bracha.
Because Lemais, there's a shayla, first of all, it's that likuva. The fact where we have to wait a half an hour between shachris and mincha. And what if you didn't? So some poskim says, midyavid yose. The shayla is that half an hour only a din l'chatil, or is even a din b'diyav? But it's a good nakuda you're making. On a l'chatil, certainly on a l'chatil level, there's nothing to do for this between 12 and 12:30 on the level. Interesting, Ari. Okay, so that's the story here. What else? So it comes out, Rabbi said, it's machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, but tefilas d'oraisa, tefilas d'rabbanan. And the Rambam paskens it's the d'oraisa, the Ramban says it's the d'rabbanan. And then the shayla is if a person for women, what's the Rambam says it's a mitzvah essay. It's not a mitzvah essay. Says around grama, so the women are chayavos, but not because of rachamim. And he says the Rambam doesn't use that as a machayev. He doesn't have that gersa. So b'meila on the rabbanon level. And they were machayev the three tefillas that didn't apply to women because it's a mitzvah says it's not grama. How'd you go across the street? In the kollel, is there one? No.
Ridnicker?
Tom Weiss?
Today is almost smooth.
Right,
and I was
at the west side.
It's very quiet.
There was no one to the call?
That's a
rule. Must be somebody.
I think in Panevich, in 1949 and 1950,
they said, hello, on your
left. With an Israeli flag on the roof. Yeah.
Like a
bird. Yeah, she doesn't say Hal, doesn't say Tasha.
It's very funny.
Yeah.
Who's
part
was that?
What?
Then they say like
Ben Gurion? Oh, whose part was that? Yeah. Okay, so that was our first year today. So it's good to see you all. A new beginning, Bez Hashem. And okay, we wish everyone a good Tanakh.
Good night. Thank you, Rabbi.
What's the program for?
Thank you, Rabbi Simon.
Okay, that's a good question, Rabbi. Einstein wants to know what's the program for Tefillah. He's saying Shabbos is Lamatas Malachas. Davening is. Okay, we'll figure it out. Okay. I got enough to everybody.
Good night.
See, wait.